edition 9. So I've arrived at Edel and I've already spotted the first mistake. Firstly, I've just grossly underestimated how big this hill is. It's huge. It's a little bit cold, and I'm kind of looking at all of my fellow hiking counterparts, and they are far better dressed and equipped, and majority of them have hiking poles. And, you know, they're wearing long trousers, and they have, like, you know, expensive jackets, and then there's me in a Next hoodie with my Merrill shoes and my National Trust socks. But I have brought fruit and my camera and the recorder to do the next adventure. But then when I studied the route, as I always do, on as best as I can on Google Maps and OS Maps. So I brought, obviously I've got my app with me, which is on my phone, and I've got no signal. And there is absolutely no signal here. Why would there be? So I couldn't even pull the map up on my phone. But fortunately I printed it off on an A4 piece of paper, which I really, once I get the start, it gives me a better inclination of where I'm going. And, you know, reasonably sure I'm not the only person doing this trip today. So the combination of what I can see on my map to seeing other people in the distance, I think I have a fairly good idea of my orientation. I'm out of breath already, and the hill I've just climbed is ever so slight. It's not even. I haven't even got to the foot of the mountain yet. And I'm calling it a mountain. I don't know that it is. But actually saying that, I'm not the only one. There's some wonderful Japanese students in front of me who are like they're in a pop band. So it's not like they're even dressed for hiking, but they're young, so they've got an excuse for being unprepared. I don't. I'm just a donut. So, but I did see in front of them there's a couple of guys who are proper decked out with hiking poles and ankle support boots and all of that. So I'm going to head in that direction for them and see if that's, hopefully that's Mamtor where they're heading to. So I was hoping to publish this on top of Mamtor, but I'm not convinced that I'm going to have signal, and it doesn't matter. I think it's, I was kind of wondering what kind of photographs I'd get, actually. I think I packed the camera. I mean, I've got the phone, which is not really the same thing. But I bought the DSLR, plus I bought the audio recorder, plus I brought my spare phone with me as well. Oh, well, there's a shop with an honesty box. Have they got anything? Well, they've got chocolate. No, actually, I'm all right. I think I've got enough to eat. And I have got cash. So, to be honest with you, the eggs look pretty good. It's just it'll be a long time before I get to eat them. So, it's a shame. Can't go wrong with some farm eggs. Maybe if there's another farm at the other end. It's not like by the time I get to the end of this. I was kind of thinking about how how I grossly underestimated this, right? I was thinking, from once I get on the ridge, it shouldn't really be longer than a 2-hour walk, in theory, right? Because it was like 3 3/4 hours there and back. So I was kind of toying with the idea of walking there and then walking back, which I suppose I haven't really, I'm not ruling that out just yet. What I'm going to do is see how I feel when I get to the top for the start, and then see how I feel when I get to Hope Village. And it's like, do I want to walk back or get the train back? So, because that would be really simple, you know. But then it's a question of, will I have done enough walking? Will I have had enough? Actually, I'll take it back. These guys are just caught up with these students. They're far better equipped than I gave them credit. And they're not all Japanese. That was a bit wrong. So I think for edition 9 that's enough for now. Actually, they're English as well. I got that totally wrong. Right.